This is the Shoreside's weekly news roundup, where we look at the top stories impacting the coastal region. According to a recent release from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, they will introduce a Bachelor of Science degree in Workforce Learning and Development in fall 2024. The program describes the need for training in trades, which are an important part of the economy. It seeks to serve the region, preparing highly skilled workers to teach others what they know. A program representative stated that skilled trades are undervalued and, in many fields, skilled technicians are aging out. The Port City Daily reports that North Carolina Works will host a multi-employer job fair this October 18th, working with the Cape Fear Workforce Development Board. Attendees include several local and regional businesses. Those attending the event will have the opportunity to connect with local employers, who are there to provide guidance and assistance for job opportunities. Job seekers should contact the NC Works Career Center for assistance with resumes and interviewing skills. The event will be held at 1994 South 7th Street in Wilmington. Cape Fear Community College reports that they received a $30,000 donation from the Assistance League of Greater Wilmington for the support of nursing students. The support will provide vital aid for nursing students, funding $1,000 scholarships for 30 students, offering them the opportunity to further their education and embark on fulfilling careers in healthcare. A film about the singer, Joan Baez, called I Am a Noise, will be screening this October at Thalian Hall. The film is an unusually intimate psychological portrait of a legendary folk singer and activist. Neither a conventional biopic nor a traditional concert film, this immersive documentary moves back and forth through time as it follows Joan on her farewell tour and delves into her extraordinary archive, including newly discovered home movies, diaries, artwork, therapy tapes, and audio recordings. This has been the Shoreside's weekly news roundup.